Okay, Divrei Hayamim Beis Perek Tezvav. We are in the second perek relating to Asa, King Asa, the son of Aviah, the son of Rechavam, the son of Shlomo, the son of David. Asa, as we know, was a positive king. There's the previous perek spoke about the war that he won over Zerach, Hakushi, and he returned all the spoils that were taken in the days of Sheshach. And this parak tells us that the Navi comes to him and says, if you follow Hashem, then Hashem will be with you. And Asa hears this, and he makes a big tshuva movement, and he does right, like we learned in the last parak, about Yashar V'tov, in the eyes of Hashem. He just doesn't get rid of the Bamos, as we mentioned. He gets rid of Avodah Zarah that his grandmother had made, and things are going well. Except, as we'll see, the tragic mistake that he makes in the following parak, by not trusting in Hashem, but instead trying to make a treaty with a non-Jewish king. Okay, so parak Tezvav, here we go. Let's remember what was just happening. Asa just won the war over the Kushim, at against all odds, and he had such trust in Hashem. He says, Hashem, you're the only one that could help us. Ki alecha nish'anu uvishimcha banu. Al ha'homon hazeh, Hashem alakeinu atah, some of the most amazing words going into battle, as we read in the last parak. And again, some of these words are not mentioned in Sefer Malachim. You have to get the full picture here. So, what happens? Va'azaryahu ben Oded, ha'isa alav ruach elokim. Azaryahu, the son of Oded, has a ruach elokim on him. And he goes to Asa and he says, he gives a message to Asa. So where do we know Azariah ben Oded from? So he's the Navi here. We don't know so much else about him. But if you look in Rashi, in Megillah, remember Megillah, Daf Yudalah, the Gemara says that there were 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'os. Who were the 7 Nevi'os? So those are listed in the Gemara. Sarah, Miriam, Dvorah, Chana, Avigail, Chulda, Esther. I'm still going to quote it for each one of those. But the 48 Nevi'im are not listed in the Gemara. So that you have to leave for Rashi and for the Gra and for the other Mefarshim. But Rashi has him on the list. Rashi says, who are the Nevi'im that he quotes from the Seder Olam, Avri, Mitzvah, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yeshua, Pinchas, and Eli, Elkanah, Shmuel, God, Nasan, David, Shlomo, Ido, Micho, Ben Yimla, Ovadia, Achia Hashiloni, Yehu ben Hanani, Bime Asa, we had him, Azariah ben Oded, there he is, he's on the list, he's in Rashi, he makes it into the list of the 48 Nevi'im, so here he is, he's giving a message. It doesn't say here the word Nevuah, it doesn't say Misnabe, but it's Ruach Elokim. Ruach Elokim, the Rambam writes that Ruach Elokim is a lower level. It's under regular prophecy, but it's Hashem is speaking to you. The Rambam writes this in Mar Nevuchim, in the Perek Memhei of Chelik Beis. Yishe Yargish Ha'adam Ki'ilu Davar Ma'chalbo. A person feels like there's something happening to him. V'koach Acher Avar Alav Shemidovavo. And there is a spirit that's upon him that is speaking through him. Va'az yidaber b'divrei hachachma, and he'll get a certain type of inspiration, and he'll start talking in wisdom, o tehila, or praise, o b'divrei tochachos mo'ilim, or rebuke, o b'dvarim medinim, o elokiim, or godly things. V'kol zeh behakitz, and all this is going to be awake, right? Unlike Nevuah. Nevuah, remember, only Moshe Rabbeinu was awake. All the other Nevi'im were unconscious. But this level of Ruach Elokim, it's awake, because it's not as intense and high of a level. Ubimatzav shel shimush achushim karagil. And he has all of his normal faculties. Vizeo sh'omer malav shu medaber beruach hakodesh. Ubechayotzi bezeh meruach hakodesh chiber David Tehillim. David HaMelech wrote Tehillim with this Ruach HaKodesh. With this v'chiber Shlomo Mishlei, v'koheles, v'shir Hashirim, v'chein Daniel, v'iyo, v'divrei Hayamim, read all the Sfarim outside of the Nevi'im, meaning in Ksuvim. They were written with a certain divine spirit. Kayotze boze meruach hakodesh nischabru. It was written in Ruach HaKodesh. L'fichach nikru Ksuvim. That's what they're called. Ksuvim kavanasam shem Ksuvim Ruach HaKodesh. Right? They're written in Ruach HaKodesh. U'befeirish amru begilas Esther Ruach HaKodesh nemra. And that's the Ruach HaKodesh that is described. And he says, V'chein Eldad u'Meidad, they also had this Ruach. V'chein Kol Kohen Gadol, Hanishal Be'urim V'tumim, Hu Min HaSug HaZeh. Every Kohen Gadol that asks, that gets an inspiration to interpret. Klomar, K'shehu K'mosh Amru Shechina Shor Alav, And he quotes others. V'chein Zachario ben Yoyada, v'chein Azaria ben Oded. He quotes us. Quotes our Navi. Asher ne'amar bo v'Azaria ben Oded ha'isal avruach alokim v'yatza lifnei Asa. And he went to Asa in order to tell him what he had to tell him. So again, the Rambam quotes this pasuk in the Mor Nevuchim to describe. So he had a message. So what was the message? Vayetzi lifnei Asa, he goes out to Asa, who was just on his way back after being victorious in battle. Vayomer lo shma'uni Asa v'kol Yehuda lis u'binyamin. Listen up, Asa, and all Yehuda binyamin. Those are the shvatim that we know. Hashem imachem biyoschem imo. Hashem is with you because you are with him. Hashem is your shadow. You're with Hashem. Hashem is with you. V'im tidrasheyu yimatzei lachem. If you seek him out, he will be found for you. V'im tazvuhu yazov eschem. And if you leave him, he'll leave you. Right? In those days, it was clear. It was clear the Schar Va'onesh and the Am Yisrael connecting to Hashem. V'yamim rabim li Yisrael. There are many days. L'lo Elohei emes u'lo kohen moreh. Without true God and without leaders. What is this pasuk referring to? Ulolo Torah, and without any Torah. So Machlokas and the Mefarshim, whether it's talking about the past, right? The Mefarish here says, so about the past, there's been a bunch of years since the days of Aviyah and the past couple of kings. It hasn't been so great. Hasn't been so great of people following the path of Hashem. Rechavam was kacha kacha, some yes and some no, and then Aviyah. And now, but he said there's been many days. But if you look in the other Mefarshim, the Mitzudas David here said it's talking about the future. Mitzudas David said it's talking about the days of Achaz and Menashe, later kings, which will not be positive kings for Klal Yisrael. The Vilna Gaon in the Aderes Elio here says it's these four phrases: Lolo Eloi Emes, Lolo Kohen Mor, Lolo Torah. Or those three phrases really before they come back are referring to the Galios. Of Klal Yisrael. What's lo Elohe Emes, right? Without a true God, that's Bavel. Why? Because when they went to Bavel, they went out of Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara Ksubis Kofyud. Kol Ador Bechutz La'aretz, Kimi She'en Lo Eloah. The Golos of Bavel was outside. And therefore, that's number one. Number two, lo Kohen Morez and Madai. There were no Kohanim. Madai. No Kohen Gadol. Lo Torah Zeyavan. That's Yavan when they make Zeres about not having being connected to Torah. Remember, he quotes the Medrash, Kisval Karen Ashar, Ein Lo Nochelek Belokei Yisrael, Kifru B'Torahs Moshe Rabchem. And therefore, that's the third Galus. And then, during the fourth Galus, which we're in now, you know, Beth Hashem, we will come back during this Galus, and that's what it says, Vayashav Batsarlo. And the Pasuk describes how the Navi, Azariah, is saying that during Tsaris, either in the future or in the past, when the Tsaris, you come back to Hashem. And you will seek him out and he's found. And it doesn't matter how far. If somebody seeks him out, Hashem is always there. Right? Even sometimes, we would even think he shouldn't be there. But he's always there. Remember the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin talks about Menashe. That was just mentioned, the Mitzudas David. Menashe, Rachman Litzlan, he was a murderer, and Avodah Zarah, and he even killed his own grandfather, Yeshayo. And it was at the end of his life, he was in literally a pot of boiling water. And when he saw things were difficult, he's going to die. Kivin Sharash at Sarasot Sarah, Lohiniach, Avodah Zarah, Ba'olam, he takes out the Avodah Zarah Rolodex, and he goes down to everyone. And he starts davening towards each of them. Shalo is Kira. It wasn't one that he left out. And none of them are helping. Kiva Shalaho Aloklum, since none of them are helping, he says, you know what? I remember my father. His father was a great tzaddik. Right? His father was a great tzaddik. And I remember my father, Chizkiyo, saying, when you have tzaris, daven to Hashem. Zacharani Shaya Avi Makre Osias a Pasak Azeh. I remember him saying to me this Pasak, but Besakneses, but Sara Lacho Mitsaucha Kaladvarma Ela, Baachris Ayamim, when you have Tsaras Vishav Tara Shemal Kecha Vishamatabikolo, do tshuva. Return to Hashem, Ki Hashem Rachum, Hashem Kecha Lo Yarpachav Leazdeka, Hashem will not leave you. So Hariani Karioso says the Menashe, I might as well try, can't hurt. Im ona osi mutav. If Hashem answers me and saves me, great. V'im lav. And if not, then he's just like all the other gods. Hakol ap yeshavin. Right? Not such a great tshuva. And the Navi, the Gemara describes The angels were closing the divine windows in heaven to block the tefillah. They said, Hashem, how could you accept this tefillah? The tefillah of Menashe. So they were boarding up the windows with boards, not letting the tefillah in. Adam sha'avad avodah zarah. V'hem itzelem v'heichal. Atam makablu b'tshuva. Amar lem Hashem says, how could I not? Im eini makablo b'tshu, if I don't, then people will always know there's a limit. People always know there's a line, there's a red line, no more tshuva. Hari ani nolas adelas b'fidei kol ba'ali tshuva. Ma'asalo, so the malachim's like, okay, you figure out a way to get the tefillah because we're not opening up these windows. So ma'asalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he takes out a special divine drill and he makes a hole under his tkisi akavit vishama tachinaso, and he takes and listens and accepts the tefillah of Menashe HaMelech. Unbelievable, but that's this pasuk. Vayasha batzarlo. Azariah says, whenever we are batzaris, we turn to Hashem, even though the furthest, and Hashem listens. Azariah again is either describing the past or the future, when Jews aren't following the way of Hashem, and there's craziness in the world, and there's wars going on, and there are nations fighting each other. Vakutsu goy bagoy, the ear be ear, ki Elohim hamamami called Sarah. Viatem, but says Azariah, but you Jews, there's a constant. Viatem chizku, vial yirpu yidechem. Be strong. Don't let your hands get soft. Ki yesh sachar lefulaschem. You're going to have schar. It's going to work out for you. Just stay strong. He said this on the way back because they just won a battle over Zerach of Kush. And they showed bitachon. So Azariah says, good. Keep this up. Keep this up. And it starts off well. Ukishma Asa Dharma Elo, when Asa hears this, Vanavua Odeid Hanavi Hitchazak, and he hears the Navua from Odeid, Vaya Aver Hashikutzim of beforehand it's Va'azariah ben Odeid. So this must be referring to the son of Odeid. Vanavua Odeid means the son of Odeid Hanavi. Hitchazak Vyaver Hashikutzim, he called Eretz Yehuda, he went out and again got rid of all the Avodah Zarah. And Eretz Yehuda ben Yamin, Umin Harim Asher Lachan Me'arafayim, and any cities that they conquered. Right, this is the only reference that we have of such a conquering. Vayichadesh es Mizbach Hashem, and they restarted and then reinvigorated the Mizbeach in the base of Mikdash. Asher Lefni Olam Hashem, Vayikpot es Kol Yehuda ben Yamin, and he gathered all of the Shvatim that were with him. Vahagarim Imayim, and even those that came, there were some in the 10 tribes that came and took part because they knew this was the real Avodas Hashem. Me Ephraim, Umanashu, Mishimon, Ki Naflu Alav Mi Yisrael Larov. Because there were many from the other nations, the other tribes that came, Berosam, Ki Hashem Alakavimo, that realized that Hashem was with him and they have to be with him. Vayikavsu Yerushalayim, Bachorash Ashlisi, and they came to Yerushalayim. Lushnas Chamesh Yisrael Malchus Asa, in the 15th year of Asa. Vayizbechol Hashem Ayamahu Men Ashalal, and they gave. They made karbanas from all the spoils. Heviu bakar shvamio, 700 bakar tzon shiva salafim, thousands of karbanas. Vayavo bivris, they made a covenant. Lidros says Hashem alokei avoseim. The covenant was to follow Hashem b'chol avavcham b'chol nafsham, to be with Hashem. V'chol asher lo yidrosh l'Hashem alokei Yisrael, whoever is not following Hashem, yumas will be chayev misa l'min katon v'agadol. What does this mean? Chayev misa for what? For not being dorish Hashem? They're making up their new chiyuv misa? The answer is, the Malbim explains, any city can make any type of covenant and agreement and rules, right? And therefore, they're making these rules. They want to make sure that people stay close and loyal to Hashem. And they say they made this bris, and they swore, the next pasuk, Vayishavu l'Hashem, b'kol gadol u'betrua. They swore, says the Malbim, Vayishavu abris haya l'kayema onesh l'ha'over. Vashvua haya kadeshe yira kol ish mipnei hashvua af la'avor baseser. Even in private, they made this treaty. And again, what treaty? So the Malbim explains, they must have taken one of the cows, right? They brought 700 cows. Take one of the cows, cut it in half, and go through. Because remember, that's how you make a treaty. That's how you make a covenant. Al yidei egel shakarsu l'shnayim. Shakol ha'over Kain Ya'aselo. And not only that, that's how they made the bris bein habisarim, the two parts, but as if to be merames to everyone, that if you don't keep the treaty, if you don't keep the avodas Hashem, so then this is what's going to befall you, the same thing that happened to this animal. We mentioned in the past the beautiful thought of the Sefer Ha'ikarim, why that is the way of making a treaty. The end of the Sefer, in the Maimer Dalid, in Perek Memhei, Sefer Karim says, he quotes the Rashi, bris bein habisarim, the bris between the parts. That why is it called bris between the parts? Because in the days of old, the way that you make a covenant is you take an animal, you cut it in half, and the two parties walk in between these two halves of an animal, and that's how you make a covenant. The question is, that sounds really strange. Why is that the way that you make a covenant in the days of old? Right, you kill an animal. So explains the Sefer Karim. When you make a covenant, it means two become one. Two become two halves of a whole. And how do you reflect that? You take a whole item, a natural whole item, I mean an animal, right? Not a table that I put together. A natural item, you cut it in half, as if to say there are two halves, and now the two parties walk in between these two halves, symbolizing the unification of these two parties. And that was the gabus, what Hashem did for us. He and Avraham walked through Hashem's fire, kaviyachol, to say he's our other half forever and ever. And says the Malbim, that's what must have happened here. They must have taken the bakar. They must have taken one of the bakar and cut it in half and walked through. And that was the bris that they made in order to follow Hashem. They wanted to follow Hashem. And then they swore about it. And this wasn't a shvua that they were forced, because look at the next pasuk. Vayismechu. Call Yehuda l'Shvua. They were happy. They were happy. They were besimcha. Ki b'chol levavam nishbo. Because with all their heart, ivdu as Hashem besimcha. Mitzvahs are supposed to be besimcha. There's no mitzvah. The meshachachma. There's no mitzvah that inherently is painful. There's no except one. Peruvu. But that's why, says the meshachachma, women are not obligated in peruvu. Because Hashem cannot give a mitzvah that inherently is painful. Because mitzvahs are besimcha. We're supposed to be besimcha when we do mitzvahs. And even Talmud Torah, or the famous comment of the Eglei Tal. The Eglei Tal says there are those that think that learning Torah, the highest level of learning Torah, is when you learn purely lishma. You don't enjoy it. You don't love it. You're just doing it because you have to. Says the Eglei Tal, that's terrible. No, I mean it's not terrible in terms of you're learning, but it's not the highest level. The highest level is when we learn and we enjoy it. It's terrible to say that's the highest level. That's what I meant to say. The highest level, no. Ki ze ikar mitzvahs limana Torah, liosas v'sameach, umisaneg b'limudo, oz divrei Torah nivlain b'damo. Right, if you enjoy it, then it goes into your bloodstream, and then your nene, and it becomes part of you. Right, and therefore, says the pasuk here, they were happy about this commitment. Vayismuchu kol Yehuda l'shvua, they were so happy about it. They were seeking out Hashem, and Hashem was there with them, and they felt close. Hashem gave them menucha. And then he goes to his own grandmother, Aim Asa Amelech, the mother of Asa, Hesira Migavira, Asher Asta Lashir Miflatzes. She made a disgusting Avodah Zarah, the grandmother, and he destroyed it. He Asa took it and crushed it. He burned it and put the ashes into Nachal Kidron. Because as the Mitzvah David here says, Afer, the ashes of Avodah Zarah are also Aser Bahana'a. So he didn't want it to be around. So he threw it into Nachal Kidron and it went away. And that was that. And again, Avodah Zarah, that's a Mitzvah Seid Araisa. To destroy Avodah Zarah. The Rambam in Mitzvah Kuf Peihei. Sivanu la'abeda vodazara u'batehem. Batehem, that means the mishamshin. Kulam. B'chol minei ha'ibet v'ashchasa. Any way you could destroy it. B'shvira. V'srefa. V'harisa. V'chitoch. Either by breaking or burning or melting. Whatever is needed for that material. Kol min b'mashiyeh yoser muflag. Whatever is a stronger, destructive way. V'yoser mimaher. B'ashchasos. The Moser Mimaher, rather, the Mefarshim on the bottom wonder, what do you mean, Yosef Mimaher? Rav Chaim Heller wonders, is there a din of Zrizus? Maybe it's Zrizus. or is it a special din by Avodah Zarah to destroy it quickly? But either way, he destroyed all the Avodah Zarah, but Pasuk Yizayin, Vahabamos, Lo Saru Mi Yisrael. Again, the Bamos, as all the kings, even the righteous ones, he were unable to get rid of the Bamos, Rak Levav HaAsa, Yishalim Kol Yama. But he was Shalim, the heart of Asa was complete. He then brought the kachim, the kachim, the holies of his father to Beis Elokim. Some say this was the stuff that he took back from the Zerach, who had taken it from Sheshach, who had taken it from earlier, Malchi Yehuda, Kesef, Vizav, Vekelim. And the parak ends off, Umilchama lo haisa atshna shloshem v'chamesh l'malchus asa. He didn't really have any wars till the 35th year. Which is a little tricky. The Mefarshim trying to figure out the numbers. Really, you know, he should have had earlier wars. Maybe it just means there wasn't any major war. But again, already here on this pasuk, the Seder Olam is quoted, and it's a Tosefta and Sota. That really, after 36 years of the split, they should have gone back, and Asa should have been ready to have Bitachon in Hashem, and then the 10 tribes would have come back, and maybe even the Churban wouldn't have happened. But it wasn't meant to be, and that, B'Hashem, we'll talk about in the next parak.